I'm amazed how you can remember the words to that song.
I do okay?
Yeah, I think you got.
I was looking at my arm. I got them written down here on my arm.
You've hardly ever done that song, I know.
Hardly ever. Yeah, you know.
The other night, Tommy Miller up at Hen Fling said
Tom was there last night. Yeah, I was talking to Tom,
and he said he introduced was introducing James McMurtry.
Yeah.
And McMurtry, and he was saying, and coming up in a couple of nights, Chuck Wagon will be here. And McMurtry turns around, and McMurtry never says anything to the audience, and he turns around and he says, "Disco sucks."
All right.
That's an honor for him to know.
Really, for him to talk to the audience is really...
I'm glad I broke that ice.
Yeah, you did.
I'm good for something.
Speaking
of that, what do you say we do that?
Well, if you...
Or do you want to be charming for a while?
No, I've charmed myself out today. Yeah, we haven't heard that, never heard that one either.
No, it's a new, brand new song.
Yeah, brand new, just debuting here.
Better
on
late
KP.
Than never, I say. Let's do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I was out in the town last Saturday night. I was dancing up a storm. When I thought I'd do something different for a while. So I went somewheres I'd never been before. When I walked in through the door, I thought the place just wasn't quite my style. Yeah, they had neon lights, flashing signs, a psychedelic dancing floor. The girls all looked like they stepped out of a magazine.
Which one? Hustler?
Music there was way too loud, and I can't dance in the middle of a crowd. I was sure the place wasn't my scene.
Yeah.
Well, you know, disco sucks. No, it didn't last too long. It was real big, but it really faded away. So take me to a honky-tonk bar where I can hear me that steel guitar. I'll take country music any day. Well, I listen to all the songs they sing. They all sound the same. Little high voices sing about staying alive. I like songs about driving trucks. I don't make a whole lot of bucks. I know enough to know that disco sucks. Tell me.
Disco sucks.
No, it didn't last too long. Was real big, but it really faded away. So take me to a honky-tonk bar where I can hear me that steel guitar. I'll take country music any day. Pick it, boy! Tired of that disco scene, I headed for the door.
Yeah, me too.
Could it be the music or the crowd?
I think it's both, Chuck.
I tried to dance that disco thing. They stole the moves from country swing. I'm a Grass Valley swinger, and I'm proud.
Yeah. Well, disco sucks.
No, it didn't last too long. Was real big, but it really faded away. So take me to a honky-tonk bar where I can hear me a steel guitar. I'll take country music any day. Yeah, take me to a honky-tonk bar where I can hear me a steel guitar. I think country music is here to stay. Did we pass the audition?
I think so.
Oh, good.
Many, many years ago, you guys started over with K-Fat when we were known as that, and we're in Gilroy, and played a lot of Fat Fries, I understand.
Oh, we
once a month?
Like once a month, yeah. Yeah, we were the Fat Fry House band for a few years there.
And then you moved to Arizona.
Well, actually, we were from Arizona, but we played so much up here that people thought we were from here, and so did we. Our address was a Motel 6 anywhere in Northern California.
So, but now you've moved to California.
I've moved to Grass Valley. I looked on the map, and I was thinking, where should I live? And I saw Grass Valley. That's a good one.
But yeah.
What's going on there?
I'm moving there in October.
Yeah. So that's where I live. And it's true.
Yes, it is. But you share it with some great people. Utah Phillips lives up there.
I saw Utah recently. He remembered me. I remembered him. I said, hey, disco sucks. Said, yeah, Moose Turd Pie. Right? Yeah. How you doing?
Sounds like a set list from K-Fat.
Really.
All
right. Exactly.
Well, you got any more dates that you want to talk about while you're here?
We're just getting off the ground. Last night was our second night ever playing. I just got here in September, and it took me a little while to find these guys. These guys were standing on the roadside with signs saying, well, work for food. And one by one, I found them. They're good.
Are you all from Grass Valley area?
Yeah. No, this is Bob Woods on guitar. He's from Sacramento, but he has a second home in Nevada City.
I see. How nice.
Yes, he has tea and crumpets in the formal garden.
Well, you know, when you're in this business, like we've been saying today, tens of dollars. You can go and live anywhere you want.
Well, you know, we're working on our second million. Gave up on the first. Yeah.
Boom.
Thank you.
Here's Billy Smart on bass guitar.
Hi, Billy.
He's, the kind of the enforcer of the group. You can see by his stature.
Not today.
The guitar is bigger than he is.
I carry this hole with me everywhere I go. Thank you.
Dave Rinn on pedal steel guitar from Placerville.
All right. Oh, yeah. We had Keith and Chuck just played up there.
Yeah.
Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a place to play in Placerville?
Nevada City.
Nevada City.
Oh, didn't he say Placerville?
Okay. He did say Placerville.
Yeah. Billy's from Nevada City. Actually.
Well, they didn't play there.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I was here.
Yeah. What do we know?
Willie Nelson could have played there. I wouldn't know.
Jimmy on drums is my next-door neighbor. We live in a neighborhood that's on acreage, and I can't see his house, but he's out there.
You know he's over there.
He's in the woods somewhere. If I need a cup of sugar, I ride the horse over.
Does Jonathan Richmond still live up there, speaking of riding horses?
I hear he's in the hood somewhere.
Yeah.
And his drummer, Tommy Larkins, is a good friend of mine who was in the Wheels at one time.
So. Oh, they just played at Hen Flings last week.
Yeah.
I mean, Hen Flings has been bringing in the superstars here. It's been great.
Yeah, well, when do we
And then you, too.
Yeah, and we were there, too.
And
yeah.
Also us. Also
tough gig, though, boy. After we paid off our bar tab, like I was saying, there wasn't much left.
$30.
That's
just
right.
Split it right up. So, you ready to do?
I just got slipped a note.
Yeah, which said?
My girl passed out in her food, and I said, sure. Do you need to do something?
No, just sit and listen.
Okay. Do you guys remember this one?
No.
Okay, perfect.
We try it anyway?
It's in the key of L. Okay. Sounds like L. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I try hard not to be late. I knew I had me such a beautiful date. But now she lies there with that food all in her hair and her face smashed down in her plate.
Help me.
You see my girl passed out in her food. I don't think she really meant to be rude. We didn't mean to be so loud and attract such a crowd. My girl passed out in her food. I took this doll out for the first time. We hit all the hot spots and met up with some friends of mine. But she started drinking gin. That's where it all begins, and I think that is where it's gonna end. My girl passed out in her dinner. Yeah, now she's got more of it on her than in her. She don't live very far, but I don't trust her in my car. What to do? I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Who's got it?
You see my girl passed out in her supper. Well, looks like she needs a little pick-me-upper. Well, won't you please, maitre d', do a favor for me. Here's a 10, call it cabin, I'll be gone. Now won't you please, maitre d', do a favor for me. Call a cabin, take that country girl home. Take her home.
All right.